Everybody, welcome back to the Rust is Gold Racing Podcast. Last week we talked a little bit about motorcycles and coffee and Route 66 and vintage stuff, but we didn't really talk about ourselves much and just kind of wanted to introduce ourselves this time and let you know who we are and what we like to do and why we're doing this podcast.
Down the way, not too far, an old time rockabilly coffee bar, record machine tucked in the back, Elvis singing about a Cadillac. I'm on a BSA, been riding all day, leathers on, goggles too, triumphing and knowing what you want to do. My boys are on Ducatis, happen now all the while. Yeah, these are rockers, it's their style. So let's ride.
Tyson, why don't you jump in there?
Not a problem, Steve. I'm 5'9", Hispanic. I'm just kidding, man.
Was it Tinder profile?
Yeah. I've never done Tinder. But I'm actually a teacher. I've been teaching for about 12 years, and I always had a goal to kind of do this cafe racer, motorcycle coffee shop. I'm originally from Northern California, which has a heavy motorcycle culture. Got into motocross as a young kid. Before I was riding a bicycle, I was actually riding a little 50 Yamaha automatic dirt bike. And
that's probably all of us. I know that's big to me too.
Same thing.
Yamaha PW50.
Yeah, that was it. And, once I got on a dirt bike, I never stopped. In essence, that's kind of like where I'm at. And I just want to kind of, again, bridge the culture between motorcycles and coffee shops and do that in Albuquerque, a place that we need it. And we need that kind of culture bridging right now.
Yeah, and you're also a veteran.
Well, yeah,
Marine veteran. That's a big deal.
That's another story down the road. And, that was another thing that I kind of wanted to incorporate, you know, the idea of family and culture and service, right? Franco, you know, being a former first responder, I wanted, you know, this coffee shop to be a place for veterans, paramedic, firefighters, police officers. Again, just giving back to the people that give back to us. So one of the cool things I don't think I mentioned before is that at the coffee shop, I want to do buy a veteran or buy a firefighter, or, you know, buy a police officer a cup of coffee.
Very cool. We'll
do a tally and those guys can come in and get a cup of coffee for free.
Nice.
If it's their turn, obviously.
Right on.
Yeah.
We also got to, you know, let everybody know why Tyson's nickname is Hollywood.
Well, you know, that's your nickname, Steve. I'm sure, you know, being a teacher, I'm sure the kids have a different nickname for me. But
we'll get to that nickname a little bit later in later podcasts.
Are we going
to
talk about your nickname?
Franco, what's going on, man? Tell us about yourself.
You know, just like Tyson, I'm a little bit shorter, 5'7". Like Tyson said, I'm a former first responder. I was a firefighter down for the El Paso Fire Department. Then I was before that, I was an EMT with the ambulance service in Las Cruces in Doniana County. Did that for all through college and even after college until I moved up here.
How many years was that?
That was, seven years, I think, total.
Wow.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. I loved every single minute of it. Just it was something else.
Yeah.
Moving up here, it was just such a change in just the cultures between the way Cruces and El Paso was compared to up here. It was hard to get back into it, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like one of those professions that, you know, you love, but then you also hate, right,
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And it's a hard profession to, like, make a solid career, like the Marine Corps
mm-hmm.
or any of those kind of jobs, right, where there's a lot of high stress. So,
yeah, and it was like with El Paso Fire Department, you do your training academy, which is 6 months. And the way El Paso made it was a paramilitary style.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was just like
going to boot camp.
It was. Yeah. We had to shave our heads down to skin.
Yeah.
You know, and daily inspections. It was rough. And then, so most fire departments won't do a lateral transfer. So when we were moving up here, it was, if I wanted to be a firefighter up here, I'd have to start all over again.
Oh, wow. Go through the whole boot camp again.
I wasn't all for it.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I have a bachelor's degree. Let's see what else I can find.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we haven't really talked about Steve here, but...
Yeah, Steve, the guy who's putting all this on.
He's got my nickname for Hollywood, but he's been in the business much longer than I have.
Yeah, I've been involved in music, graphic design, art direction. I've done a lot of different things, but the thing that I'm most passionate about, I think, is motorcycles and the design and building and camaraderie that comes with it, which, you know, led me to get the idea of filming a documentary about motorcycles, which is something that...
Just not those motorcycles.
Yeah. Which is something we'll talk about later. We're sitting inside Russ's Gold Coffee right now. That's where we're broadcasting the podcast from. That's where we'll be recording it from. And it's just cool, man, because we're sitting in here in Tyson's dream, really, of what he wanted to do.
Well, all of our dream, right? I mean, to a degree, isn't this the kind of like atmosphere that, you know, most motorcycle enthusiasts would want to
absolutely
be a part of?
Yeah. And it's cool because we're sitting like right next to the bar. And, you know, you can smell the coffee, and it's cool, and it just feels like a perfect environment to have a conversation about motorcycles and people that are involved with motorcycles and coffee and stuff, and it's just really cool. So that's pretty much who we are. The reason we're doing this podcast, I think, is to talk about motorcycles first, coffee and vintage style and things that kind of all go together that way. Bring in people that are doing cool things in the community with regards to motorcycles and design and film and music.
New Mexico, the culture.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, we're hoping the format sort of irons itself out a little bit as we go, but that's just kind of a brief overview of who we are and what we're trying to do. And you'll learn more about us as we go along the podcast, right?
Probably too much, honestly.
Yeah, more than you're going to want to know. But we hope you stick around to hear what we're doing and maybe take a peek at some of the things we're doing online. So in episode 3, we're going to be talking to Jimmy Devaney. He's a local barista here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's got a guitar and recording studio that he's trying to get off the ground, a guitar repair little business here at the ABQ Collective.
Right.
And he's going to be coming in, and we'll talk to him a little bit about what he's doing and get his take on a few things. But some of the people we're going to be talking to are who are going to be?
Ron Senna, who's a local builder that's been riding with us for a lot of years. We also have Susan and her father, Susan Bryan, who's also a local builder with her father. Cool story.
Yep.
Build motorcycles together. Been doing it for a few years. Who did you have from Las Cruces?
Definitely want to get Andy. Andy's a little up here, retired LCPD K9 officer, sergeant, actually.
He's been riding his whole life.
Yeah. Used to race dirt bikes back in the 70s.
Yeah, he's got a cool story, right? He's got a story with a dirt bike.
Oh, yeah. He has a real special dirt bike that's worth, I think, he was trying to sell for $50,000 and didn't get a bike here locally, but it's been up to auction.
It's worth that. The story alone is worth it.
We're not going to say whose bike it was. We'll save that for,
it's a legend.
For Andy, but it's a legendary bike.
That bike.
We've got,
he restored it before knowing whose it was.
Yeah, that's the great part of the story, right? It was this hidden jewel that he had.
No clue what he had. And luckily, Andy, the way he builds bikes, he does it, everything is meticulous.
Yeah.
Down to clean the wheels with a toothpick.
It would have been unfortunate to butcher that bike.
Oh, yeah. And luckily, he doesn't do that.
I don't clean my wheels.
Never. No.
I barely clean my bike.
Right. We also have local musicians and artists that we're going to be talking with. Eddie Brewer, who's been in a few different bands.
Yeah, the Despots, a really big band right now.
Good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And hopefully, with any luck, we can get Bob Duffy on here. Fast man, two wheels backwards.
Nice. Like who, and he did what?
So he was like Evel Knievel's, I guess, not, wouldn't say rival, but cohort. He was very similar to Evel Knievel back then with the stunt riding. So he lives down in Las Cruces. I've met him a few times down when I've gotten coffee down there. Real nice guy.
Cool.
Has a really cool collection of bikes. He has this cool... Don't know what year, but a 70s factory turbocharged Kawasaki.
Nice.
Right.
It's absolutely cool.
We'll let him tell us about
it. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So, we're hoping to get these people in here to have some Rusty's Gold coffee and talk about their stories a little bit. And hopefully it'll be interesting. It's interesting to us. We hope you like it. And we'll catch you guys next time on the Rusty's Gold podcast.
Down the way, not too far, an old-time rockabilly coffee bar. Wrecking machine tucked in the back. Elvis singing about a Cadillac. I'm on a BSA, been riding all day. Leather's on, goggles too, triumphing, I don't know what you wanna do. My baby's on a Vincent, has been for quite a while. She said it's rocking just her style. So let's ride, so let's ride, so let's ride.
I got love in camps. American rocker is a matter of fact.